Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 158, episode 4 of The Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It's the end of the world. It's also Wednesday, November 4th, 2020. My name is Jack O'Brien. No AKAs today. I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
I'm having trouble staying up to date. All this news I'm wigging out. Precincts report. Hope we're not short. Is it too late for the airport? All right, Canada, here we go. Da-na-na.
Woo! Brain stew. Fuck it. Yeah. We on that brain stew over here, y'all.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Nicholas Shoop on the Discord.
Nicholas Shoop.
Hey, that was a great one. I want a Shoop, baby.
You know, I'm just trying to keep my vibes up.
You know what I mean.
I am. I have a caffeine headache. I am tired. I am in a daze. I did not. I think I told you, Miles, and our listeners last night that I was going to go to bed and ignore the election results. That did not happen. That happened for like 15 minutes, and then got a text from my homie. He's like, "What do you think about this?" And
oh my god, I fucked
sucked
up.
Sucked me right in.
Oh my god, I don't need Twitter, man. Fuck all this. That's just nonsense anyway. Cut to my dumb ass, like with my fucking phone.
I found myself sitting on my bathroom floor for an hour just refreshing Twitter and 538. Like I realized after an hour, I was like, "Oh shit, I've been sitting here for an hour." Hey, it's in our third seat, the hilarious, the talented Brandy Posey.
Hey, babies, good to see you guys.
Good to
see you,
Brandy.
These are friendly great faces to see this morning. So
totally
appreciate you having me on.
Oh, absolutely.
We're thrilled to have you.
Yeah, I think election anxiety has made me into a morning person, whether I want to be or not, because I just couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Like just dropping my kids off at preschool this morning and like seeing the other parents, everybody looked like The Walking Dead. Everyone was just like,
yeah.
What happened?
Exactly.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah. So what do we know since last night? We're going to talk about all sorts of shit. I am no longer at 80% certain that Trump is going to win. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good for my mental health.
Cautiously optimistic morning.
Yeah, optimistic about that branch possibly going towards the Democrats despite a party-wide fuck-up.
I will say I just looked to my right and I have our TV is on mute and Nancy Pelosi is speaking and the feeling of rage that just washed over me and just looking at her face. Woo, okay, I've got energy for the podcast, baby. Yeah, let's do it.
I thought y'all were going to do everything. Miss.
Yeah. People are really they're looking for a way to spin it. Look, it was a small polling miss, but we still are taking the country back from
No, you're not. Y'all are washed.
Joe Biden got the most votes in the history of any election ever.
Despite his best efforts to not.
And that's also the country was much smaller at every last election. Like we're growing in size.
Yeah, but look at how big the numbers are though, right?
I love a number. I love a big number.
Millions and millions.
Millions and billions.
That press conference was just an all-time moment of just mass hallucination. It felt like
Scarface shit for sure.
And yet, and yet we knew exactly, like I think it was word for word what we said was going to happen. Mm-hmm. There's a clip going around of Bernie like saying exactly like state by state, these are the states that are going to look like they're in his favor. Then he's going to come out and say, I was winning those. What happened? What's going on? And it's word for word. I guess Trump probably was just tired and used that Bernie video as a script because it was straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fucking surreal. It's just, that was like by far like out at the end of like just a long fucking day to get that like 11:30 at night for at least on the West Coast, just rambling of like, we won it, y'all. And then it was like, yeah. You're just like, oh, fuck, this is, I mean, granted, we've gone very low as a country, but like to see that like out loud, that shit happen, we're like, we know he's going to do it. We know he's going to do it. And you're like, damn, he really did that dumb shit.
Yeah, fuck. No, he actually did it into a room full of people. No, once again, not wearing masks, even after the president had corona. I was like, man.
Mm-hmm. His family coming out with those forced smiles. Tiffany seems like she's on some shit. Like she always seems like she's a little bit high.
Oh, she's rolling. But like, she's rolling.
You know,
right
Eric
now.
just got that like grin on his face. Like, man, we did it. And then Pence wasn't there for it. He couldn't come out and say it. I mean, it's what we've seen before with Pence. You know, closing his eyes and trying to teleport the fuck out of there.
Mommy, save me.
Trump was like, and we won, and now they want to count votes. And then Pence was like, yeah, we feel good about where we are, and we want to continue to count votes. Like, just directly contradicted everything Trump had just said. So, I mean, Mike Pence is really the savior of our democracy, I gotta say, guys.
Who saw that one coming? Guy. What a nice little twist.
Yeah. Well, before we get into any of this shit, Brandy, you want to do a search history, overrated, underrated? Totally optional.
No, we'll get through it, baby.
Right. Yeah, okay. There we go.
Why not? Internet search. So yesterday I got into a little bit of a tiff on Twitter with somebody that said, oh, it's that time every 4 years and we have to remember that Maryland is a state. And I'm from Maryland. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Right. So I was Googling famous Marylanders. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got amazing people. We got fucking Baltimore. Jada Pinkett Smith is from Maryland. Thank you very much. Don't fuck with us.
Wow.
I didn't know the authentic Marylander way of pronouncing Jada. I thought it was Jada. I didn't know it was Jada.
Jada, pal.
Wait, what is this, that's Boston? How we do it. I just was.
Where are you from in Maryland?
Like Severn Park, Glen Burnie. It's just south of Baltimore.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm from there. I love it. It's like a deeply blue state always. People are always to think that it's Maine. It just pisses me off that
it's
like
so frustrating.
We're an original 13. Like fucking learn some shit.
Exactly. You don't know about Natty Bo?
Exactly. Utz potato chips, baby. Mm-hmm. Burger cookies. It's great. It's
Wait,
a beautiful
what's burger
place.
Cookies?
Burger cookies are it's actually the best cookie in the fucking world, but they're okay. made in a factory in Baltimore. They're like a soft wafer with a giant chunk of fudge on top of them. And it's a perfect cookie, especially considering what happened last night. If I had some here, I would drive them to you and drop them off from a safe
fuck
distance.
I'll just drive to Maryland right now and get them shits.
Yeah, be beautiful. Man. But yeah, that was my internet search. Am I overrated, underrated? Overrated CNN, obviously. Underrated PBS, though. I love some ugly news.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want my news from some ladies with crow's feet, with a weird. I gotta just see the reaction on your face. That's what I want. I don't want your fancy green screen shit. I just want to see like a discoloration, a lazy eye. That's who I trust to tell me what's happening in democracy.
Yeah, people who aren't camera ready. Just people who are ready to report facts.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want these people. I don't need your fucking Anderson Cooper adrenochrome bullshit. I just
QAnon is not true about anybody except Anderson Cooper and Chris Cuomo.
I just Chris want Cuomo some ugly ass newscasters. Yeah, no, his face. That's what I'm talking about. I can't read an emotion on his face. It's just stuck in like worried. He's got that look of like somebody who is just betrayed by his older brother, which is who he is.
They got the good pharmaceuticals, first of all, because they're not looking sufficiently tired from this shit. I'm sure it's they're passing around the Adderall or whatever. But Chris Cuomo just coming through with the look, guys, the thing that we've learned tonight is this country's more divided than ever, and we've got to come together. I was just like, are you fucking kidding
me? Sick take, Cuom.
Yeah. Meanwhile, PBS News this morning, they're wearing the same clothes as last night. They didn't even put a wardrobe changes. Right. They love, it's a scrappy network. Sesame Street's there, or used to be there. Come on.
Yeah, they gave us that, Sesame Street.
Did you see that tweet where someone was like, it looks like there's a Lauren Lapkus character bit? Someone doing a Lauren Lapkus character bit on PBS?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's woman looked like Lauren.
It's the lady with all the neck.
Oh man, yeah.
There's also a Rachel Maddow, like B-side copy. She's great. She's got like the short hair and the glasses.
Okay,
and, like you can see her crow's feet and bags you under her eyes. She's fucking beautiful.
Real humans.
Absolutely.
Humans are the best.
Yeah.
I don't know the whole thing. I just feel like we have once again seen that the entire mainstream media, corporate media apparatus is completely poisonous and
completely
misguided and very difficult to overcome. Just completely consuming of the conversation that's happening around these elections. Fuck CNN, but shout out to PBS. Yeah, with that, let's get into another
what we know.
What we know at this point. So I guess maybe we should just like give that timestamp of where we at. So
basically noon.
Right. Yeah. We're at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. I just did that math in my head. That's right.
Impressive.
All right, beautiful mind.
I did write it out on a window next to me.
Slammed it on about them apples. Okay, you did the 3-hour time difference.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
Those apples.
I just did the 3-hour time difference. How you like those apples?
Okay. Plus 3.
Okay. That guy is one of the underrated assholes in cinema history, though. By the way, the guy with the turtleneck sweater who's like hitting on Minnie Driver. He's up there with Ellis from Die Hard in terms of the Hall of Fame douchebags from cinema history. Anyways, so Wisconsin seems to have been called by most networks for
Trump, for Biden,
for Joe Mentum, baby, in the upper Midwest. But this is, it's interesting because it seems like there's definitely going to be a recount there. He, I think, is winning by 20,000 votes total, mm-hmm. which is actually more than Trump won that state by. But just in kind of keeping with what we were talking about with the polling media, mm-hmm. corporate media apparatus, they had Wisconsin going to Joe Biden by 11 points heading into the election. So that's an 11-point... It's a polling miss, Nate Silver and the 538 people keep calling it. Just a polling miss.
Can we
11
just say,
points is a big difference.
Can we just say RIP to Nate Silver ever having a solid bowel movement again? I think he's just done forever.
I mean, a husk of a man at this point.
2016, he lost just all the hair on top of his head. This can't be good for him, for sure. So that's what's happening. It seems like Arizona was going back and forth. Like, at first Fox called it and people were saying it was too early. Mm-hmm. The Republicans have come out and said they feel good. They feel like they have a path to the votes, but it does seem like most of the outstanding votes are in Maricopa County, which is Phoenix. So that one's looking good for Biden. Similar but much closer in Nevada that like the most of the outstanding votes are in the Vegas Reno area, but like even Vegas Reno is like 55%. It's not that big a difference like Arizona. Yeah. And if Biden loses Nevada, he would have to win Pennsylvania. So
And there's a lot of it's wild too. There's still a lot of we should know at least some unofficial results from Georgia and Michigan also by the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Which should hold for either candidate respectively. But who knows? You don't know. I don't know. It's hard to like have a real take on anything quite yet because I don't, every vote hasn't been counted and like we don't quite know down to the precinct what like everything looks like. But
yeah, there's also a lot of missing mail votes, like to the point that the USPS is in court, like as we record this.
Yeah. And there's a bit of a complicated situation because I know they're saying a lot of them weren't scanned for delivery, but a lot of people point out that like a lot of the postal workers were pulling things manually to ensure they were getting delivered on time. So they were like bypassing that scanning delivery mm-hmm. system. So mm-hmm. it's not totally likely that maybe like there's just box like tens of thousands of votes like sitting in certain places. But, you know, we shall see because, the judge ordered a sweep and like it did not happen as effectively as he had demanded from the bench. So, DeJoy is going to have to explain that one. But I think
they had a rubric for judging how they were doing, like in terms of just overall efficiency of delivering. And it went steadily down as we got closer to the election. So, I have no doubt that there is some top-notch rat fucking going on there.
Yeah, and that's why it's so hard to like have a real take on what it is like, because the voter suppression, we can't even begin to imagine like how that actually shaped out if we look at it holistically what was going on. But I will say this, like I was saying before, people were going to treat this like it's the fourth quarter for white supremacy and patriarchy and all that shit, and people showed the fuck up on behalf of that. And mm-hmm. I think that is really what's, I think we're starting to see that the idea that people are going to come to their senses and bash Trump out of office is a bit of a fantasy, because clearly we have people who are, maybe it's too abstract for them to actually understand what that means to their lives or whatever, but they like what they see on TV at the very least. And that's a big, big sort of frowny face. To put it lightly.
Well, and when you're not offered a compelling alternative at all, too, it's like you go with the devil you know. I mean, it's so frustrating. I don't know if you guys saw, like, the screenshots yesterday that came out from, like, Fox's own, like, internal polling where, changing to a government-run healthcare plan polls at, like, 70% in favor of fucking Supreme Court action on Roe versus Wade, 71%. Leave it as is. You go, U.S. gun laws should be more strict. 55% of Fox News people think that. Pathway to citizenship, 72% of Fox people. So it's like progressive policies that Biden didn't even touch.
Talk about.
You know, it's like they could not have run a worse fucking campaign.
Well, is this a weird thing? Like they both, you know, Trump did the thing where he's like, I'm just going to grind the base out. You know what I mean? And look what happened. He whipped them up. They were out there voting. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats are like, let's go after, let's maybe pick off some Republicans and also leave just all like the progressives completely unexcited about anything.
Let's ignore Latinos completely. Let's say we're going to give police a ton of fucking money, even though we've been screaming to defund the police the entire year. Let's never acknowledge.
Biden care, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's pursue the only people who we know who don't vote for our party, which is rich Republicans. Yeah. And that's like, they just can't conceive of it. They can't, like they talk about in like class politics, the people who are in a given class know about the class directly above them and directly below them. And they hate them with a focused fury, but they aren't even aware. They don't even know about the existence, or at least like their mind can't even like wrap itself around like the people who are too above them or too below them. Like time and again, we're seeing that this, like what's sometimes called gentry class, like the media elites, like the DNC, are just completely incapable. Like they cannot conceive of anybody except them and the Republicans that they have on as talking heads on CNN.
Meanwhile, they don't have like actual progressive voices on, but they really love a Republican that doesn't like Trump.
Right?
You know?
Yeah. They can't get that
Michael
fucking
Steele.
Narrative
please
out of their
come
head.
Back.
Ooh,
he used to run the RNC. Remember when the RNC made that made Michael their token black person when Obama was elected? We have that guy. That guy is on MSNBC now.
Deserves a platform.
Two kind of data points on like in keeping with this. So there was, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, I think, or close to $100 million donated to the Lincoln Project and spent on Lincoln Trump campaign, anti-Trump content. And, you know, basically trying to find the reasonable Republicans who were going to vote Trump out of office. In 2016, 90% of Republicans voted for Trump. In 2020, 93% of Republicans voted for Trump. So that shit just does not work. It didn't work in 2016. Everybody who was paying attention and didn't have a financial interest in like keeping the machine running realized that that shit wasn't working, that that's not how things actually operate. But then, you know, there's just, there's such a gravitational pool of like whatever the inertia of like what the belief has been for so many years, and it's just like that shit is changing. We have a different electorate now.
Well, and it's infuriating too, because it's like, number one, we knew like Republicans weren't going to switch, but like why the fuck in a year where we needed to get the Senate back, even if you got people to vote for Biden, they were still going to vote for the Republican senator. They were like they were still going to do that. Why the fuck did you depress your left turnout and go after Republicans who were not going to give you the Senate that you actually needed to win to actually do anything?
Right. Because they tell themselves that that's the smart thing to do. And it just so happens that the smart thing and the, you know, calculating thing to do is the thing that their wealthy donors want them to do. So it's just, you know, a convenient, a convenient lie. They're telling themselves, all right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about all this shit some more.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back. Yeah, let's just talk about that moment real quick. Last night, you know, 2 a.m. East Coast time, 11:30.
He was old sniffles.
Old sniffles McGee. Never had a press conference this late.
Yeah.
Usually just blowing rails of Adderall and tweeting at this time. But he got up there and just, you know, like it was word for word what we said was going to happen, what everybody had been preparing us for. I guess, like, I don't want to give anyone too much credit for predicting it because it's what he told us he was going to do.
Right. He just listened to his words.
Right.
He's been telegraphing it literally for months that this is what the game was going to be, but that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just said, went up there and was like, basically saying, we won this state, we won that state. That's not true. The votes haven't been, you didn't win anything. You're saying you might be ahead and using that very narrow optical illusion to say that you've won, but that's not what it was. And it's just it was truly like, it was surreal, you know, because that was the moment where he became full, like everything, we're like, okay, it's coming down to this moment where he's going to try and fucking fight it all. And it's he's trying to do it.
The Khaleesi wings of the dragon just appeared right behind him that moment.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, all right, there
it's
it
like
is.
Like two on the nose, like that moment in Game of Thrones. It's like, come on, man. Like,
right.
Yeah, exactly. That's totally what it felt like. I mean, it was crazy. It was watching PBS. It was very interesting because they cut back and because they don't have shit injected in their faces, you can see their emotions, but they're also trying really hard to be like real news anchors. And you could see like the one main lady who's like this older woman, just like with her jaw set. And she's like, I've never, she just took a moment on camera.
Right.
Yeah. And was like, this is anti-democratic. And then she just was like, let's get somebody on to talk about it. And she was just staring at papers on her desk in rage. I know. And you said, hear NBC cut away immediately and was like,
they're like, no, okay, let's just nah fam that real quick. This is not what he's saying is not true.
No,
I think ABC did a similar thing and, you know, other networks did it, you know, depending on what point they decided they had enough of the nonsense. But yeah, his whole thing was, and then I'm going to sue to stop the voting. It's like they've already voted. You mean the counting of the votes.
Yeah, I'm totally good with people to stop voting right now.
Yeah, do that.
All good, homie.
But then also a lot of, you know, you know, the punditry class, especially like a lot of the people who've been focusing on what that weird legal path could be, are like, it's kind of hard. Like those decisive court decisions aren't looking that clear at the moment, aside from him just saying that. And I think that's why like some people were like even Marco Rubio's like, just count the votes first.
Yeah.
Right.
Just, and others just were kind of just ducking their heads until somebody pressed them about it.
So wait, Marco Rubio was like, no, don't do the thing Trump said and instead count the votes? Or he was just like, I believe in voting. Like, did he just like go straight down the middle or how?
No, he tweeted, he said, taking days to count legally cast votes is not fraud, and court challenges to votes cast after the legal voting deadline is not suppression.
Yeah. I mean, as frustrating and full of shit as these people are, I do think it's important for Republicans to actually come out and, you know, just fact check that shit.
Yeah. But it's the damage is, I think, done because, you know, that's what he's now, all his talking heads, his army of, you know, like the Newt Gingriches and shit are out there, you know, saying this exact same thing. Like, it's fraud. They're counting votes.
Are they really? So like Newt Gingriches?
I believe he went out to say something. Like, there a couple of people like, have not, you know, like full throated saying it, but they're keeping that alive without really pushing back on it.
Yeah, just like, we'll have to see. We had this has to be examined. But
yeah, right. But again, I think that shows you that they know that that's the only way that they feel it's going to be close to like for them eking out a victory. Like, it's close enough. But I mean, everything we're seeing is like it could quite literally be a down to the cuticles nail biter, which is so fucking surreal. But also, I don't know. I'm gonna be honest. In a way, I'm like, I don't know, like relieved. It's fucked up. But like, I have people always have this sensation of how fucked up they think the country is, and it's like there was always this like middle ground to be like, I don't know. You never know. Like, you can see what happens, and then like this vote happens. You're like, no. Like, 50% of the country is. Want some other shit. Yeah, they're on, like, they're there. They're there for the fucking, to maintain the superiority of whiteness in this country. Or whatever it is, because I think even when you see votes like in the Rio Grande Valley, where a lot of, like, Latino voters were voting for Trump, it's not just that it's about whiteness either. It's about ideas about self-sufficiency, which is like that bootstrap shit. Or just patriarchy, and that like you're not really into the, you know, equality for people who don't look or think like you or live like you. And like we're getting to see that it can mean a lot of things to many people simultaneously. I mean, I even know there are a couple Asian Americans in my orbit. I'm not really friends with them, that I know that they are talking pro-Trump shit from a very narrow, it's good for small business thing. But I think at the end of the day, you use different justifications because that doesn't bother you that much. You know what I mean? The racism doesn't bother you that much.
Yeah. Clearly. Ultimately, you're willing to make the concessions for the thing that benefits you directly. Yeah. You think at least, you know. Well, and it's, we just also just like, I think, discount how much like religion is a cancer on this country in so many different ways. And people will, you know, vote against their own interests in the name of, you know, all that bullshit constantly. And also there's like massive misinformation campaigns, like, you know, that have been aimed at different groups of people as well. I mean, like, you know, it's infuriating to just live in a world of like several different sets of facts at once.
No,
I do. Him coming out and specifically talking about Arizona, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan last night was the moment where I was like, oh, okay, I think Biden might have won this because he is doing a thing you would only do if you were super desperate.
Yeah, because Trump's feeling like how Clinton's supporters are feeling in 2016. Yeah. Like, well, maybe.
Right.
And there might be a couple votes. You never know.
Right.
Even though everything is pointing to not good.
Do we think there's any strategy beyond that, that like he is going to sow enough discord to create enough chaos to then, you know, start the armed conflict that he was hoping to start because he likes to see people suffer and because it's his only chance? Or
I mean, I got a little bit of a left field theory, actually, because there was like a clip of him from a rally the other day talking about how, like, I don't know, if I lose, I might have to move to another country. Well, wouldn't it be awful if I go to another country? And the first time I'd heard him, like, even, like, acknowledge that he might potentially
lose.
The
possibility that he might lose, yeah.
And I, like, still don't, like, I don't think he wants to be president anymore, but he also doesn't want to lose. But I think if he can build the narrative that he was run out by corrupt American forces.
Mm. Yeah.
He can start the network in another place without an extradition. Because here's the thing. He doesn't want to lose the presidency because he doesn't want to lose, but also Southern District of New York is going to come after his ass real fucking hard. So I think he's going to be like, oh, I was forced out of the presidency. I'm going to live in exile and start whatever the fuck he's going to do somewhere else. That's a little bit out of the ballpark, but
and
I don't see another way out for him.
And his cult followers just need the barest sliver of an excuse to follow him.
And I saw some headlines, something about, like, someone was talking to Lachlan Murdoch or Rupert Murdoch about, like, the possibility of Trump, there being a Trump news network that goes up against Fox, and he was like, bring it.
Yeah.
Like, we love competition. Very interesting. Because, I mean, I don't know, like, I have a feeling we now know 100% that Trumpism is fucking here to stay no matter how you look at it. That's just what it is. It's not... If this wasn't a flash in the pan thing, it wasn't that he just emboldened people. It's like, you know, this sort of evolution of white supremacy has been going on for, you know, since 1619, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's always managed to be like a consistent through line in this country. And I don't know. That's why I'm like, yeah, I should feel okay that I've always known that this is an ain't shit country.
Right.
You know? And I'm seeing those results too.
Well, Miles, you know what it is? I like the last day, and this is like a dark comparison, but it's fine. But like, I this election has the last week has felt like the week that I felt when my mom died, where it's like you know this horrible thing is about to happen, but you also feel a relief that it finally happened, and you can move on with whatever comes next. But like, there's a finality that it's like, okay, well. Now at least the thing that I was worried about fucking happened, and now there's momentum of some kind.
I mean,
it's a weird feeling.
I definitely feel invigorated and like newly focused just based on the insidiousness of the mainstream media and like their partnership with the DNC. I think we were kind of glimpsing it when we were, you know, covering the primary and, you know, the way that they just like really never gave Bernie a chance as like a serious candidate. And it was just, you know, back then. Yeah. But then like we just kind of move forward because that's just how elections work and the winning candidate, you move forward with them. Mm-hmm. But it's
not a lot of criticism of the, you know, senators also just lying down. And allowing Amy Carmy Barrett to get confirmed. And I think that's another thing that suppressed a lot of support for Democrats, too. Because you're like, what the fuck was that? Y'all were talking about this shit.
What am I fighting for?
Yeah, what the fuck? Like, you're not fighting. So who the fuck are you? Like, y'all are just trying to get reelected. What happened to actually understanding the threat that her confirmation presents to millions of people in the country? But you're just like, nah, I don't know. I'm going to give him Lindsay an old hug. Thanks, DiFi.
Yeah. Cool. And it's just their inability to even conceive of the existence of either the progressive working class people on the left or the progressive working class people on the right does violence to humans on the ground, to like who have actual demands and needs. And like, this is the thing that is actually inspiring to me, you know, with some of the local elections and the progressive candidates like Nithya Raman, who are looking good right now. I still, you know, David Rue is a rat fucker of the highest order, so I'm not pleased there until that's finally called. But, you know, the, like, for Trump to double down on the base, which seems to be, like, the way that this is going now, like, the conventional wisdom that you don't double down on the base, like the base is there and then you have to like reach out to these other like broader coalitions, that's just bullshit because we're too polarized at this point for that to matter. Like, you just need to motivate your base and you can like grow your base, you can reach these new chunks of the population who you might not have planned on reaching with your like spreadsheets like Trump did with, you know, Hispanic voters in Florida and Texas. Like their spreadsheet didn't tell them that, but there's just that energy that is behind all those racist rallies that apparently like picked up people. But so on the progressive side, like on the way to double down on the base on the Democratic side is like helping people. It's a good message. Like you have
offer them something,
and you have a thing that is going to appeal to both sides in that like you just want to take care of people.
Yeah.
And you just need to lose this fucking like dogma about like people being scared of socialism. I didn't see that fucking anywhere.
The idea was injected in how they were communicating in like Miami too, of like raising the specter of communism and socialism, like to try and affect people's votes and things like that. But like at the end of the day, like people just, there's such a branding problem. You know what I mean? And I went live on IG and I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna run. And my platform will just be everything for everybody.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And just be like, whoa, what's that? How about me? Can I get this? I'm like, yeah, man, go ahead. Yeah. What you need? Education? Gotcha.
Yeah.
What do you need? Surgery? Gotcha. What do you need?
You need
a job?
Me to call it deficit spending? Fine. Let's call it deficit spending, but I'm going to spend fucking money to give people what they need. And like, as long as we have a free, fair press, like it doesn't matter. Like fuck all of this bullshit that people are like, I had somebody, you know, somebody from, I don't think they officially work for Vote Save America. I think they're just like, you know, somebody who listens to the Crooked Johns, the Johns Favreau.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were saying like, look at all this money we raised. Like, cause I was retweeting something Posadas tweeted about like them just having this like secretive, weird way of like dealing with the problems of the Democratic Party. She's like, look at all this time we got, like all this energy. And I was like, I appreciate that. I appreciate like that. And that effort and that energy is not fully done in vain, but it's being misdirected. It's being coordinated by people who are too blinded by the media. They've grown up like just eating, sleeping, breathing, and they can't see people. And it's all through this like weird distancing media lens, and you know, it's actually, it like sands down the humanity of the message. It like makes it, really blunts the effectiveness of the thing that people on the left are trying to do. And not just like on the left, but even like the Democratic Party, like when you get down to it, like a lot of their policies like is just a lesser alternative to like actually humanist ideas, but like it just gets sanded down and fucking ruined.
I mean, we're in a fucking pandemic and we still, Biden can't say everyone should have health care. You know, I mean, he won't even say we should legalize marijuana. And how many states just legalized it fucking yesterday? Florida just voted in a $15 minimum wage. Like the policies when people are like, the direct democracy actually happens, are overwhelmingly in the progressive side of things.
Right.
And the fact that they won't move in that direction is, it's like they're a money laundering party. That's all they exist for. I don't know if they actually want to fucking win anything at this point.
Right. Well, because I think, at the end of the day, they're like, the media is like, for people who live in a media bubble, they don't even realize the media, quote unquote, the people who are presenting the news to you are already in a fucking bubble that is so fucked up and disconnected from the reality of what life is like for working people in the country that like to even enter that bubble, like you're fucking 9 degrees removed from the reality of most people. And the fact that like we're not talking about how we're still not getting the kind of unemployment relief benefits that people need, that is going to fuck the economy up. It's on paper, everyone's like, this is fucked. We're headed for something fucking awful if you're not actually helping some of these people. But again, a lot of people are still consumed, especially in like the media, like, well, I have friends who work at Humana and, you know, Bank of America, and what they're telling me, it's like, you're talking to the fucking destroyers, man.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are they going to tell you?
Do you notice that we didn't get a Joe the Plumber or Kevin Bone this time? Because I think that like anybody at like that level would have been like, no, this is bullshit. I hate all of this. Like, they couldn't, the media couldn't spin that into their narrative in any way. They, and they love that guy.
Ken Bone was supporting Trump, I think, this year. Or maybe it was Jorgensen. But, like, one of those, like, right-wing ideals. All right, let's take one more break, and we'll come back and talk about the Senate and other bright spots to offset the depressing-ass Michael Jordan crying face that is the Senate.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back. And Miles, as you wrote in our doc, the Senate is basically just a Michael Jordan crying face.
Yep. Yeah. No way to cut that. I mean, yeah, there could be.
Fucking stupid.
There's close races. I mean, Susan Collins fucking got reelected by pump faking with her head fake to the voters with that lame ass fucking any comedy barnacle vote against the confirmation. Like, that wasn't gonna do shit, but apparently that was enough to trick people. Doug Jones lost. I think we saw that coming.
We saw that was gonna happen.
He did the right thing by voting to impeach, and everyone's like, okay, well, that's a wrap on that. But that's the kind of people you want in office, who are like, I don't give, like, I'm here to do what's right, not to do what's good for my reelection.
Yeah. Although, civil rights hero.
Yeah, sure. When you look at, like, what's going on with the the balance of the Senate, you're like, oh, maybe you could have, but that thought's all done and dusted, and it doesn't matter because we have to do what's right. And then you get people like Turtlefuck and Lindsey, they're keeping their seats, which isn't a surprise. I mean, it was a nice idea. Like, Amy McGrath was never going to do it.
She was never going to do it.
You know,
Charles Booker might have, but
yeah. And I mean, when you look at Cori Bush getting into the House in Missouri, the first black woman, I believe, to represent the state of Missouri, you know, she was, you know, a Ferguson protester, activist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's
she's getting tear gassed like five years ago. Yeah.
With Booker, you had someone also in the streets who was like, I'm living the same life as my constituents. I'm not some fucking, you know, pharma powered skin sack who is just like just says shit every couple months on TV and then gets your vote.
Yeah.
It's I think that's another thing to just, you know, keep in mind that like people, the real people tend to actually be winning. And we'll get into that with some of the bright spots. But with the Senate, it's this shit is not going to go blue for a while. Especially as we like parse through these results and make sense of what this partisan divide actually looks like, because you thought maybe, oh, well, maybe Biden, this state will go and then that'll help down ballot. It just wasn't happening. But again, I think especially with the lack of resistance to the Supreme Court confirmation, that was also just such a stupid, just bad, bad look that a lot of people just weren't feeling it. And now, you know, we're not looking at if Biden wins, you're looking at a Democratic House, a Republican Senate, and a a conservative Supreme Court, and a Democrat in the White House, and it's like what gets done?
Exactly.
But who knows? Maybe there's that bipartisan magic we heard about. But I don't know. Based on people trying to run your fucking bus off the road, I don't see how that understanding is reached. Yeah,
it's not really going to go down. The Trump Taliban has just been emboldened more than anything by this shit.
Yeah. What will the Republican Party look like if Trump loses? I guess we have plenty of time to contemplate that if he does, in fact, lose. But I am, like, curious what that, like, who is stepping in and, you know, just sucking the energy, like, from that base.
It's weird.
McConnell, right?
Yeah. I mean, McConnell himself said, like, we got problems.
Yeah.
Like, he's really sort of shook by the fact that the suburbs in Kentucky, like, weren't giving the same kind of support that they normally do.
Yeah.
And realizes that they've completely pushed out, like, college-educated people, women, and things like that, and they have a long road to recapture that. But I don't know, when you look at it, someone else might counter to Mitch McConnell and say, but I don't know, bro. Look at all these other people that just showed up. You know what I mean? Right. Like, maybe they just fuck them, you know, and just focus on these people.
Distasteful, Mitch.
But Mitch always looks long term. That's the thing. I think that's why he was also like, if I get my judge project complete, then whatever. If we lose everything for 2 to 4 years, that doesn't ultimately matter to him.
And that's how a lot of conservatives are talking, like, on the internet, too, which is sort of like they're loving. They are fucking giddy. Like, and even like knowing that the White House might not go the way they think, they're like, hey, man, those Democrats totally fucked up, though. They did not know how to read the room, and they spent all this money for what? And the Lincoln Project, bye-bye. And the other thing is just that they also feel good is that they have a conservative majority, fucking super majority, basically, in the Supreme Court. And they're like, well, at least we got that, because then we can just do our thing and just kind of take shit to the Supreme Court and maybe get things done that way.
Well, even at the federal level, too, where it's like the Supreme Court can just choose not to hear cases that conservative judges have already heard on the federal level. And they're like, no, we don't want to take that. That's actually decided. So, like, that's like the insidious part of the Supreme Court at that level, too, where it's like, you know, there's shit that we're not even going to hear about on that level that gets passed.
Yeah.
The fuckery is big.
I mean, that's why, regardless of even the outcome of this, whoever's in the White House, the last 4 years to fucking just shockwave is going to extend for decades.
Exactly. Yeah. I take slight pleasure in knowing that both of Arizona's senators are blue right now. That feels that's a tiny sliver of a happy Senate moment.
I'll
take that.
You know, I don't know how close everything else is going to be, like in Georgia, but I will say this. You know, like, the other thing is, as bad as it seems to be, like, half the country's fucked up, There are also bright spots that I have to remind myself of, because regardless, and I think we keep talking about this, no matter who the president is, I think if you listen to this show and you like vibe with how we fucking get down, it's that we're always about fucking everything for everybody.
Yeah.
And we're not there. We're everything for a very small group of people. And we're not quite there of like the kinds of equality that we're looking for. But across the map, you look at New Mexico, they're sending an all woman of color delegation to the House to represent them. Sarah McBride will be the first trans woman to serve as a state senator. Mm-hmm. Richie Torres will be the first openly gay Afro-Latinx congressperson. There's also one more openly gay black congressperson in New York who I'm forgetting. Then you have things like, you know, the squad was reelected very comfortably. Mm-hmm. Like, again, Cori Bush winning in Missouri is something to fucking feel good about. So, you know, it's weird, but you're also seeing that, like, real people are also doing well. You know, depending on where they're running, obviously there were some losses that were gained in 2018 that were wiped out. But there is something, too, to see, like, that people who are speaking a very different kind of politics are able to stay in office. And I think that's something that Democrats need to fucking catch up to real quick. Like, forget whatever. Like, the Republicans are just selling you fear and hate and all that shit. And, like, that works for a certain group of people. But then you have other people who are like, you know, the Katie Porters, the AOCs, whoever, that are just kind of talking straight and not trying to use all this over politicized language to just be like, this is what your life is like under this policy. Like, this is what we need to do. That's, I think we need to actually nurture that a bit more, because that seems to be very, very effective.
Well, and I think there's a reason we all like, you know, Bernie as much as we did, is because he's very good at plainly speaking that. I mean, the number of like older Trump voters that I know that have told me that they would have voted for Bernie is, you know, because they respect him. He's his own man and he says what he means. He doesn't do all that bullshit. I mean, it's infuriating. And that's the way they all talk, because they mean it. And if you believe, and if you actually truly believe and live your fucking values, then you don't have to do that weird lie thing, and people will just respect it.
It resonates. It's like when people make good music. You know what I mean? It's like the difference between pop music and fucking art. You know what I mean? When you're like, man, that's pop music. That's some producer just said, okay, what's charting? Okay, let's take a blend of these styles, and here's your song, Katy Perry. And let's put Migos on the track, and now you're on the charts. Rather than true self-expression that like resonates on a completely other level, and people are like, oh, I don't know something about this. In the same way the politicians speak, because I think, most people are so turned off by this stale ass, you know, fucking 70-year-old people being like, well, you know, the deficit of blah, blah. Like, bro, we don't, like, that's not resonating with people. And also, people are so.
What's in my pocketbook? Yeah.
Yeah. And people are so, are getting so fucked up in their day-to-day lives with the lack of opportunity and ability for upward mobility, that you using these, like, weird platitudes, it does nothing. It just doesn't move the needle for enough people. And I think that's why, you know, embrace the fact that the way we're going to, like, you know, Jack, you're talking about how a lot of the people talk about how we could possibly restore this just terrible chasm that we have between left and right in this country because of inequality. It's that we have to fucking tackle inequality.
Yes. Yeah,
that's it. That's fucking it. That's it. You're not mad at some fucking made up person in, you know, Minnesota that you think is in Ilhan Omar's district who's practicing Sharia law because you lost your gig at the fucking wherever you were at, you know? Yeah. And I think that's, and when your needs are met, you're not out there in the streets looking for a reason to be like, who do I gotta fuck up because I don't have shit right now? And all you need is somebody smart enough to be like, oh, you're angry. Here, come here, come here. I got an explanation for you. It's them over there. Yeah, stay with me. Stay with me, man.
I want to treat you with dignity because you deserve dignity and all the things that come along with it in this country. And that that is regardless of where you fucking come from at a certain point. You know, if we can get away from the scarcity mindset that every angle of capitalism wants you to feel, because it's ultimately a fucking pyramid scheme, you know, that's the only way.
It doesn't need to be. It's just American capitalism that is like, you have to have the threat of starving to death or else like it doesn't work. And it's like, no, that's actually the thing that makes it not work, is the fact that people are terrified of starving to death. They want they want their kids to feel like, even if I lose my job, my kids are going to be able to eat. Like, that's
I don't have to worry about them not being able to go to school or get a proper education. If they want to go to university, they can do that and not go into debt that they just are ending up being in some kind of, you know, 2020 indentured servitude to your student loans.
Yeah. Right. If the choice is between making $7 an hour for the rest of your life or being $250,000 in debt for the rest of your life, like, what kind of a choice actually even is that?
Yeah. It's like, who gives a shit? It's like, I'll take the no debt. And what's your other point, you know, is like about how these things work, that people are open to that, right? Like, look at Florida, right? It goes red but they just passed a $15 minimum wage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, so, yes. Where they're like, hey, man, but, you know, fair is fair. I'm fucking with Trump all the way. But you know what? You know, minimum wage should be $15. Like, there's still, it's funny because then you can even see that reality still resonates across the board of like how that means upward mobility when you have $15 minimum wage. That means that I get a little bit more. That means I can do a little bit more.
Yeah. When you speak to people's material needs, then people will respond. Because people are ultimately going to be worried about their own shit and how their bills get paid.
Right.
One of these guys on 538 was like, people who are confused by that should look at this like scatter chart that I created that shows that there's a big contingent of Republican voters who are fiscally progressive. And it's like,
Well, poor people tend to, you know, support each other because they know what a dollar actually means.
Right.
You know, traditionally always tip more, you know, yada, yada, yada. It's, man, I'll tell you what, I'm pro jock after this election. I'm done with nerds.
Yeah. I'm where's the guy who's shoving Nate Silver around?
Yeah. The chart nerds are done. I want a bro that kisses his bros to be in charge. That's what I want. I want a bro that will just hug his bro
bros,
and say,
French
I love
and
you.
Bros.
Yeah. Yep. That's what I want.
Don't know what that does for polling, but I'm down for that too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fuck it. Whatever.
What it does for polling. It'll translate because we are into it.
Yeah. And I'll
be able to tell that there's something genuine. The way I kiss my bros.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about a couple of less serious, less important outcomes. How did Yeezy do?
Oh, my God.
Yo, he got a lot of, I mean, he got 60-something thousand votes across the country, but. Man, Tennessee, what is up with y'all? Tennessee cast over 10,000 votes for Kanye West.
He's very popular in like Tennessee and Kentucky. Those were like two of his.
Tennessee, then Minnesota comes in next with 7,600 votes. Then Kentucky, 6,200. Colorado, you know,
Utah.
Man, so, did you see the video of him submitting his vote where he just wrote his name in and then he didn't fill out the rest of the ballot? And he was like, the first time I've ever voted. And I'm like, man, that's the most American thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, right.
Write like in some yourself. Asshole,
yeah, write in yourself. You don't have a chance and completely throw your vote away on every other thing.
Exactly. Just be like, I don't care about anything else. I only care about myself, and I'm not qualified, but I will be president. Like,
yeah,
oh,
that truly did sum it up. It's like, and I'm voting for me. Fuck y'all.
And then the other big thing that I think this is new in these United States, Oregon, y'all fucking wild.
Oh, yeah.
With the decriminalizing the possession of street drugs, like all of them. Like you can
That's
just,
great.
I'm pretty sure the monologue at the beginning of Pulp Fiction now applies to Oregon, where he's like, you can possess the shit, you can like get pulled over, but they can't search you, like all that shit. Like,
well,
you can
that's
just
exciting
because
that
roll
also
around with heroin.
It also opens up money that can go into like treatment facilities and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
If things aren't criminalized, then people that do have problems like can actually get it taken care of because they won't be afraid of going to jail for it.
I should clarify that I don't think heroin is good and that people should be using it, but I just think the
carceral it's a good way to get those damn kids to sleep.
That's for damn sure. The carceral state is not the way to deal with it.
Not at all.
Yeah,
I mean, you see a lot of places that have go through this process of decriminalizing these drugs. Like it works out in the end. It's never the thing where they're like, oh, I don't know, man. Now babies are fucking smacked out of their minds on the street. No. Like this is because we don't need to do this fucking ridiculous drug war.
Yeah.
And actually just go like to see people where they're at and be like, hi. You probably don't want to be hooked on drugs, right? So let's figure out a way to get you off of that or whatever. At the very least, we don't have some prison pipeline. We're just creating more dollars for like the private prisons because you have some kind of substance abuse issue. But there's a lot of anti-carceral victories.
Measure J, LA, baby. That's very exciting.
Yeah. I feel good. I like that. At the very least, like I felt good about my city. I think a lot of people, like local elections, may have gone the way they wanted, but like in LA, it was really wonderful. Jackie Lacey looks like she's on her way out. The district attorney, who's so chummy with the police. And now we have, you know, Gascon, possibly, who looks like he's going to be the new LA County DA, who was formerly in San Francisco, but did a very, you know, good job of, you know, of criminal justice reform. But yeah, it's, you know, and I think with Nithia also hopefully winning over David Rue, it shows like a lot of people who she was such an outsider. And we're like, bro, this shit is not going to happen. I think the conventional wisdom for someone entering the race, but over time, like building this coalition and getting the word out about what she stands for and what her vision is of the city could be, resonated with enough people that they're like, I like that, rather than the person who just listens to the real estate developer class in the city on how to run the city, because that's what most of these city council members are.
People need to look at the video of, even if you're not from LA, you don't know who the fuck David Rue is, David RYU. Check out his inner, like somebody just went up to him on the street.
Oh, the video's amazing.
While he was like out there, you know, trying to get out the vote at a little like table, and just started asking him questions about his policy and like how he ran his campaign. And it's clear that he can't even like think on his feet, to the point that like all he can just say like three things over and over again. It's wild, but it's a great illustration of what we're talking about with the people who are just, you know, convenient, willing to take money from the right people, and have the right connections, as opposed to any sort of ideas, or are actually out here to put ideas in motion that are going to actually help people.
Well, and it's energizing to see that happen on a local level. It's like, okay, cool, awesome. Next city council race is in 2 years, and we can flip a couple of major seats, and that work needs to start tomorrow.
Fucking yesterday.
Exactly. This week. We'll give you this week.
I think that's the thing, too, is for all people also, like, if you're disheartened at what's happening at the federal level, and you feel like have the fucking energy in you and the heart to, you know, represent your city or state or whatever, fucking do it. Because if you have of just a real heart in your body, you're gonna probably smoke these robots in a debate, because these people are just so used to cruise controlling into office because of like how it works. Like most politicians are just like, it's like NASCARs being like, all right, who's your sponsor? Like, wear them on your back as you enter like the Capitol building, so we know. And who are you pulling for? We need more people of like, you know, who are out here not for the glamour of being in office, but to actually serve their communities. And we're seeing, I mean, that's what I'm hoping is like, let's, you know, I've just nurture this wave of people entering politics too, in the local level and shit, even at the federal level we're seeing. But like, make it less of this thing where it's like, oh, I could never run for, it's not a fucking, you know, fantastic mythological thing that happens. Like, you just have to, you know, want to do it. And you will probably find a coalition of people that will support you.
We've had Nithia on. We've had Mariah on. These are people who were outsiders who came in and won office by just being smart and wanting to help people.
Or just seeing an opportunity, being like, "This, no one runs against this person in my town. Fuck it. Let me just see what happens. Oh, look at me. Now I'm the person who is representing my town." Yeah,
and the solidarity that comes from that too is a really beautiful thing, and will connect you to your community and really make you feel like you live in a place that you can actively help and work towards making a better place. That just feels beautiful, and it takes away a lot of the helplessness of like what stuff at the federal level kind of feels like as well too.
Right.
You know,
Brandy, it's been a pleasure having you here on the Daily Zeitgeist this day after the election.
Well, it's good to see you guys.
Doesn't it feel like, I mean, I don't know when last time you did a bunch of hard drugs with Jack, but I feel like I just, like, I'm like when I used to go to raves and then had to go to work like in the morning the next
day. Yeah.
Where I'm like, what?
It feels hungover. I definitely feel
like, or hungover, or just like my brain is vaporized.
A little fried. Yeah.
Sort of.
My heart, honestly, my heart, I had to breathe through some shit yesterday, because I just want to tell everybody, I know that, who knows who the president could be, but please do not live in the future. Do not waste all of your energy with thoughts just fucking torturing yourself of what the future could look like, because like
THOTS or THOUGHTS, either way.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't waste your time with either.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, thank you, big player Jack. But I think that's the, I think really just focus on the present. Not to say that you're ignoring the issues that are around you, but like, don't burn yourself out by worrying, because look, there are, like, we know that there are plenty of people who are thinking the same way, and we have to have each other's backs. So just be ready, but don't fucking freak yourself out. Please, please don't freak yourself out. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, either way,
a marathon.
Yeah, and we got fucking work to do. Like, it's mm-hmm. not fucking, you know, we saw it mm-hmm. over the summer. Like, there are people, like, there are people of good conscience out there.
Yes.
But also, damn, there are a lot of ain't shit racist people too. And eventually we'll have to figure out how to, like, figure out how we can deprogram mm-hmm. that part of the country. I'm hoping it's by addressing inequality. I have a feeling that's what would drive a lot of people's hate engines.
I think that's a lot. A lot of it is that.
Yeah, so please just, you know, do yourself a solid too. We're still figuring it out. So
yeah, this is a marathon, baby. And guess what? Mm-hmm. If you want to go back to brunch, talk about this shit at brunch.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then do some shit after brunch.
Right.
That's how that's got to go.
Randy, where can people find you and follow you? And what's a tweet you've been enjoying?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Brandazzle. And then I have a podcast called Lady to Lady that's very fun. So you can come listen to that every Wednesday. It's funny because we've been talking about Corey Bush a lot. And the first thing that made me smile this morning waking up is she tweeted a video of her editing her Twitter bio to say Congresswoman elect.
Wow.
And that, I mean, I'm like, I generally have like goosebumps even like saying that right now. Like, it's very cool to see the positives and like where I believe the will is moving, you know, contrary to everything that both parties want. But the will is there. We are on the right side and we got this. And that was like a beautiful thing to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, follow me, follow her. Follow her more importantly than me.
Don't say
squad's blowing up, baby. Jamal Bowman in New York.
Yeah, look at them. Just fucking
shit. I'm excited. They're worried with AOC. I'm excited for them to see how few fools Cori Bush is about to suffer.
Yeah. Miles, where can people find you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. Also, the other podcast, 420 Day Fiance. Where, you know, I'm jacking out of the Matrix and I'm jacking into the reality TV Matrix just to escape a little bit.
Yes.
Let's see. I don't really have a tweet that I like. I want to remind people that the votes have to be counted. We're just gonna wait for that to happen. We'll obviously come back to tell you, like, as we know things, but really just focus on the moment at hand and just realize that, like, the work that has to be done, like, a lot of it is going to be person to person in our communities as well, and that, like, you know, if in a world that feels like there is not a lot of humanity, show somebody some humanity, because it's a beautiful thing.
Tweet I've been enjoying, Brody Gupta tweeted, my worst fears have come true. America is being really random at the height of the madness. And that made me funny as fuck. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the songs we ride out on, as well as the song we ride out on, Miles. What are we riding out on today?
This is a track by Thomas, or maybe Tomos, T-O-M-O-S, from the UK in it. And this track is called Resonate, because hopefully the message of, you know, recapturing our humanity and, like, you know, being in solidarity with each other as human beings will resonate. But this is just a nice, easy track. If it's like fucking volume for your ears, so, you know, nothing too aggro. Just kind of vibe with it. If you like it, you know, go check some music out.
All right, the daily. All righty then. That just went in my head for some reason as I started that. The Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for this afternoon. We'll be back probably even later if anything changes in the election. And we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Motionless, lying face down, thoughts obscure. With the sun on my back, I've burned my neck for sure. Fractal faced, I could stay here till the dawn.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.